Today is the third anniversary of Mayor Bloomberg's Plan YC initiative. It's a strategic plan for reducing carbon emissions by 30% by the year 2030, among other environmental initiatives. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein sat down with the outgoing director of the Mayor's Office of Sustainability, Rit Agarwal, for a progress report on the plan.
10 years ago, to be a New Yorker, probably in most New Yorkers thought this, was the antithesis of being green. Right, because it is an outdated idea, but nonetheless it was very prevalent that being green meant living in the countryside and, you know, being close to nature and all of this. Whereas today I think we have a much better, more sophisticated understanding of the fact that the best way to be green is to be efficient, and dense urban areas are the most efficient way to have a high standard of human life.
I believe the mayor's goal is to reduce the city's carbon footprint by 30% by 2030. Is that right?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Overall, the city's footprint is down 9% from 2005, which was our base year, to 2008, which was the most recent year. You know, we know a couple of things about 2008. We know that at the end of 2008, the economy was beginning to turn down, in fact, already had. We know at the beginning of 2008, oil was at $140 a barrel, right? So there was this burst of consciousness and this burst of energy efficiency measures that took place. And I think it'll be another year or two before we know whether that pattern reverses and we start increasing again, which I hope we won't, and I think we won't, or whether that was really the point at which some of these solutions, whether it's as simple as motion sensors in office buildings or people unplugging their chargers when they're not charging their phones, simple things like that became far more widespread.
You know, when I first started covering congestion pricing, this was Red Ken Livingston's plan to bring more transit to the masses. Mm-hmm. By the time it died in New York, it was billionaire Mayor Michael Bloomberg's plan to restrict access to Manhattan streets, at least in the minds of some people.
I don't think it was people who weren't persuaded. Right? It wasn't the decision of New Yorkers not to have congestion pricing. It was the decision of the state legislature not to bring it to a vote. I think most people understand that there are only a handful of ways to fund transit. You can charge the riders. You can tax the general public. You can tax certain kinds of transactions, like with the mortgage recording tax, which we already have. And you can charge drivers because you want to disincentivize driving and you want to encourage transit.
How big a blow to the plan in its entirety was not getting congestion pricing passed?
I think a lot of people conflated congestion pricing in Plan YC without noticing that it's really congestion pricing was one of 127 things in the plan. So our bus rapid transit efforts have been delayed because we were counting on some revenues from congestion pricing, but Commissioner Sadiq Khan and the MTA have worked together, found additional sources. We're going to be able to do bus rapid transit and yet another line later this year. So we're behind schedule on that, but still moving forward. Obviously on bike lanes, on pedestrian plazas, on street improvements, the transportation portion of the plan that is under city DOT's control has moved forward quite aggressively.
What's been the biggest surprise for you in the past 3 or 4 years implementing all of this?
I'm really struck by the extent to which people are so enthusiastic about what we're doing. It makes me a little bit
really?
Self-conscious sometimes. Yeah.
I mean, I know that some of the programs have been wildly popular, but there's also this undercurrent of, you know, resistance, even at things like opening up schoolyards. You know, oh, I'm going to have to listen to the basketballs bouncing.
Right. Well, although that didn't surprise me perhaps as much. I mean, sometimes it is, right? How could anybody be against a schoolyard? How could anybody be against a tree? But New York's a phenomenally complicated place, right? For anything you do, you are going potentially to cause inconvenience for somebody else.